I'm Madeline Brandon. This is Day to Day. The issue of piracy has resurfaced in the entertainment industry. This time, though, it's not about music. It's about TV and the ideas for new shows. Day to Day TV critic Andrew Wallenstein sorts through the allegations top television executives are trading.
On Tuesday, Fox will debut a program called Trading Spouses. It's a reality show that turns two households into an exchange program for parents, with moms and dads switching places.
From the network that brought you The Simple Life comes the next great experiment in TV. This summer, Fox is taking 10 families and switching moms or trading dads.
We're not watching any TV today.
What? Trading Spouses. Meet your new mommy. Coming soon to Fox.
Seems like standard stuff from Fox, home of quality fare like The Swan and The Littlest Groom. But that's not sitting well with ABC, who has a show scheduled to debut in the fall called Wife Swap. Here's one of the wives from the show struggling with her new surroundings.
You know, driving up to a place that there's a bus in the driveway and there's a truck and that stuff I see in the movies. That's not stuff that, you know, I've had to deal with. So, yeah, it's shocking and it's I guess, revealing about me in some ways.
Eerie coincidence between the two shows? President of ABC Primetime Stephen McPherson doesn't think so. At a press conference Monday, he accused Fox of stealing the idea and rushing its own version of the air, a charge the network vehemently denies. But Wife Swap isn't even the only show Fox is accused of swiping. Another upcoming Fox series about amateur boxers called The Next Great Champ is being called a blatant ripoff of NBC's own news series, The Contender. NBC President Jeff Zucker, Contender producer Mark Burnett, and DreamWorks founder Jeffrey Katzenberg also took turns blasting Fox for shady dealings. It certainly doesn't look good that Fox acquired Next Great Champ just a few weeks after it lost the bidding war for Contender to NBC. But there's no real apparent evidence of theft. And hasn't imitation always been the sincerest form of television? Nearly every hit series spawns copycats. In the wake of Donald Trump's The Apprentice, surely it's not coincidental that zillionaires Mark Cuban and Richard Branson are getting their own shows. Trading Spaces begat at least 100 home makeover shows. Fox just seems to be copying shows before they even air, which may be more shrewd than illicit. Note that amid the controversy, only heated words have been exchanged, not lawsuits. It's a testament to the nebulous legal notion of stealing creative ideas. It's about as easy to define as nailing Jell-O to a wall. Hollywood has always operated by an honor code of handshakes and hugs, but that may no longer fly in the ultra-competitive world of reality television.
Day-to-Day TV critic Andrew Wallenstein also covers television for The Hollywood Reporter.